Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Colton, I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to Guardian Talk Radio 96.9. Don't forget you can always download the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store and carry us around in your pocket and listen to Guardian Radio all day. But of course we're always really happy to have you tune in at 6:30 on Wednesday nights for The Blank Canvas to meet so many people from our art community here in the Bahamas. Tonight I have a young, I'm going to say young because I'm old, but I'm not saying that condescendingly, a young artist, Damier Ubani, who's involved in lots of different things. I always see her work around, and Central Bank Art Show, the Brenton Smith Show, various things. Sometimes you're out at Community Center, NPCC. So all before we talk about all those things, how did you become an artist?
Well, I think I was born this way, honestly. I've always remembered myself doing art from primary school. I remember actually teaching people inside my class to draw, like, say, dogs or birds and how to, okay, well, we're going to color this in just to get the shading right. So, I mean, early on, when my mother is creative, my uncles are creative, and I remember one of my uncles telling me, you know, you're the only person in the family that's able to probably take it to the next step, because everybody's doing it kind of like a hobby for their own personal time. So I decided to, you know, make the jump. A few years back, I lost my job. I was in a car accident. So much things were going on in my life, and I actually found that that was a way for me to express myself, to bring an income. And, you know, and that was actually what was making me happy at the time.
And probably maybe helping you heal.
Yes, that actually was. When I did my first painting during that time, I actually couldn't walk. I still was bedridden. So I just put the canvas on my lap and I put the paint on the side. My grandma helped me, actually. And I sketched out and I painted right there.
Do you think it's something to do with, I mean, I think it's interesting you said that your family were creatives. I think a lot of the time when I talk to Bahamian artists that are practicing now professionally, very often their family was also creative. And sometimes they express it in a different way. They became a contractor or a mason or a seamstress or something, but normally something with the hands. But there wasn't the sort of opportunity or maybe the perception of opportunity. Do you feel like you just were born at the right time where there was more support from the community in general, that like being an artist wasn't a complete waste of your time and you'd be poor the rest of your life? Or do you think it was just your particular family and your own kind of urge?
I think I was, yes, I think it's my own kind of urge, because if you want to do something, doesn't matter what you have or you don't have, you're going to find a way to do it. When I started painting, a lot of supplies I did not have. I used to go around my grandma's house and use old paints, paint on wood, anything I could get my hands on. My mommy just started every day or every week, she'll buy me different things. I had to build up to that. So if you want to do it, I don't think it has anything to do with where you come from or what you have.
I think it's great that you had that kind of support from the family, though, that they recognized that talent and encouraged it, because very often parents will say at a certain point, all right, you're 12 now, time to put down, time to put those things away and start studying.
I think my father was kind of like that. His thing was always, my sister should be the doctor and I should be the lawyer. No, that would never work for me. I remember him saying that to me while we were on a trip in Minnesota. That's where he lives, and he said to me, okay, well, I have to go to school, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I said, no, I said, I'm not doing any of those things. And I was young, and he got really upset at me, but I still didn't do any of those things.
And now?
No.
Is he proud of your accomplishments?
Yes, now he understands now, but back then he didn't understand.
So that's really interesting. So how did you find, again, like you were just doing things on your own, but did you find a group of people at a certain age? Like how did you experiment with different materials? I mean, I've just in the 8 years I've been here, I've also seen your art change. In terms of how you're putting things together and the materials you're working on, the latest piece you have at the Central Bank Open Category Show, and actually the listeners can go see that still. It's up at the Central Bank. The Central Bank's gallery is open. And you have a piece in there, and it's kind of like very layered. It seems to have like lots of layers and maybe sort of a lacquer, which is different.
My medium is everything. I'm mixed media. So I might use canvas, I might use wood, newspaper, magazines, spray paint I love, oil pastels I love, oil stains, and I actually like the polyurethane resin. You know, you put down your paint or your pastel and then you go over it, automatically the colors are going to pop. But then you go over it again with another layer of paint. Now we have that division. So it looks almost
3D. Oh, so that's how you do it. Okay, so you're painting on top of the polyurethane and then doing another layer.
Yeah, so sometimes the paper's underneath or the paint is underneath. And I don't understand. Sometimes I don't even understand my process.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you say my work is always changing. You're right. You're completely right.
Yeah, but you're experimenting, and I think that's good, because some artists, they find something that they think works, and then they stick with that, and sometimes they're a little scared to experiment.
And I understand it. I think everybody should find their own style,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to using materials, I think it's always good to try different things. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, something that I can paint would be easier for me to do in pastel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's also about challenging yourself to say, okay, well, if I could do it in pastel, why don't I try it in a different medium and see if I could conquer that?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I'm always changing so much, trying to figure out, you know, how the certain things work together, you know, the push and pull of everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any formal training? Go to art school?
Well, I only went to COB and I did my associates. I never went off. But, I mean, for me, art is expression. So, yes, you're going to have to know some of the theory and what's not, but when it comes to your craft, that solely is on you. So.
No, definitely. I think, like anything, there's always the balance of experience as much as the learning part. Mm-hmm. You know, just the same, you can come with your master's or your doctorate in whatever it might be, in law, in accounting, and actually if you don't have the good experience,
or you're not sure how to express yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And so what drives you? Are there certain topics? Are there certain, like, what is it that you find, you know, when you're standing there in your studio or before the blank canvas, what is it that you are trying to get out?
Well, there's so much I'm trying to keep in, actually. When I create pieces, especially, well, not pieces particularly for shows, if I'm just working, I'm just, you know, producing work, no particular reason, I tend to always gravitate towards memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like being in the yard with my grammy, picking peas, shelling peas, like talking to my uncle on the step. Like it's not even that it has to be him inside the picture or her inside the picture. It's the feeling around me. It's the colors, the scents. That's what I'm always thinking about, where I'm trying to put it down. I don't think that I've fully gotten to the point yet where I know how to visualize everything, but I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's always me trying to take something from my past and bring it back. Like, I'm trying to preserve it because I don't ever want to lose it, you know.
That's really interesting, though, because at the time where the country's changing so much, like physically and in so many ways, it's interesting that seems to be a drive you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's something that is being lost that you want to fix?
The sense of community and homeliness. Well, my grandmother's house is on Montrose, and my mother always talks about it. I've seen it myself. All the people that used to live there, they're moving out. They're selling their homes. They're becoming commercial properties.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around there is changing. And for me, that is the one little piece of, like, peace and solitude in the midst of chaos inside a yard, you know, between the flowers and the chickens and just it's so much greenery and trees that it kind of blocks everything out. And I think that's basically what I'm trying to preserve as well, because I know eventually one day, you know, it's all going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to save everything. So even if I'm not here, maybe someone will see and be like, hey, I remember that house. Or I remember, this takes me back to a certain place. That's what I'm
Do you ever about. Think about the future for your works? Do you ever think about, in 50 years, someone is going to be looking at this? And
yeah, so hopefully I'll be an internationally renowned artist. Honestly, I think for me, that's where I want to go. Internationally, because I realized that, see, we base everything on tourism, and that's great, but I think we can also do art tourism. We can bring people there, and we can sell certain things that's unique to us, and how we express ourselves, we can put out to the world. So for me, that's the next goal, to see if I can get in some international shows. I'll dip my feet a bit and see where it goes from there.
I also think it would be really nice, it's something we're talking about, like what the ministry is interested in, is finding some sort of art space downtown.
Yeah, so it's like,
because again, you know, like the NAGB, I mean, I love the place, but A, it's a museum, it's not a commercial space, it's not a space where we sell art, it's a educational space. But it's also not that easy to find, even for locals.
That is very true.
Yeah, and certainly for tourists. And like you said, I think it's a kind of pro and con. We have the pro of all these people coming, but the con is that sometimes you feel you have to perform or produce a certain thing for that group.
Yeah, so that
right?
group, yes. Yes, but that's why I think the art community has to come together, because we're not just trying to go towards a certain group. I think we're trying to spread across all borders and get everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean...
And to be clear about who you are, or, like, what this place is. So when you're talking about, like, what it was like on Montrose Avenue back then, like...
Exactly.
Like, and a really true identity.
Else can tell me about what it was like someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's everybody needs to come together for that, but I agree with you. The art space downtown would be great. If you go anywhere else in the world,
you
go downtown, there's art
everywhere. Yeah.
So I don't understand, but we are so focused on the tourists and the jewelry and the souvenir, cheap T-shirts and, like, you know. But if we were to implement something where people can come downtown and even just taking pictures in front of monuments, different things like that, I think it'll create a whole different atmosphere around there.
No, totally. Well, some, first of all, some good public monuments, first of all.
Yes.
Like
yes,
something that really represents us and our identity, not just like a bust or something, but like something really...
And a green space as well.
Absolutely, in a green space, all those things. And then, yeah, maybe some sort of subsidized space where artists can... Like the Storm Market for fine art.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Yes. So maybe not, you know, not the quite... Yes. But again, where there's booths where you can... You know, reach an audience where people can have access, obviously, maybe a little bit.
Because we're a lively culture, so downtown is kind of disappointing if you think about it.
It
you
is,
know,
and
when
people...
we advertise, we make it sound like, you know, we're exciting and, you know, it's all about our craft and culture, and then you get downtown and it's just about...
Yeah, and it's actually quite hard, and people come to the gallery and they say, what else can we see? Where else can we go? Where can we go buy art? And, you know, normally it's like, well, you can go to Dungalik, but you've got to get the bus, and then you've got to go down here, and then you've got to go up Village Road and tell them to stop at Kalina. And, it's, again, it's not so easy to find. Or, you know, now it's the Current, which is, you know, again, in another kind of tourist space and not necessarily just purely authentically us in a way, even though I think they're doing a good job in terms of representing artists.
I think we're going to get there, though. I've seen growth. I've seen a lot of new initiatives come on board. You know, with the artistic practice, I think eventually we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take a while, but I think it takes all of us once again, you know, to just step up and...
Well, that's for true. That's for true.
Push.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm talking to Damier Ubani.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Damier. I'm talking to Damier Ubani. I've got to spell it out. I'm talking to Damier Ubani. I'm Amanda Coulson. Damier is part of the art community, and she's very involved in... Again, a lot of different groups trying to make a lot of things happen, as she was speaking to, you know, bringing the community together, really pushing to create a sense of community, create things that the community can get involved in. Mm-hmm. And one of those will be upcoming this weekend at Pop-Up, and it's called Blackout Art in the Dark. And we're going to learn more about that later in the show, and also about some of the other initiatives Damier is involved in. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Galleries of Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break. I have to spell it out, so I'm not going to get it right.
Yeah. D-E?
Yeah, no, spell it.
Okay, D, yeah, D, dash, me, A. Yeah. I don't understand, like...
Sorry.
No, no. You actually are doing better. Some people have said so many different things. Like, I'm like, they put extra letters and O's and an I someplace else.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I have the same problem, you know, with my husband, right?
Yeah.
No one can say his name.
Oh, yeah.
No one can say it.
Yeah.
And then, like, it, you know, and there's, they call him, like, and then a lot of people think his last name must be Coulson.
Yeah.
Because he's my husband.
Yes.
And so they call him, like Willie Coulson. And I'm like, who? They're like, oh, I ran into Willie Coulson. And I'm sorry, we have a joke. I'm like, honey, I've got a hot date tonight with my sweetheart. It's called Willie Coulson. So he gets called Willie, Ollie, Uli, all kinds of things. But again, it's a foreign name. It's not easy.
Yes.
So I always want to make sure I get it right. Mm-hmm. So Damier. Is that right?
Yes, Damier.
I spelt it now. Okay. Back to the blank canvas. And we are back on The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that also, if you listen to the beginning of the show and you're on your way somewhere in the car and you have to get out, you can always listen to the show again, because we do always upload all of our shows to the National Art Gallery's website. So you can go there and you can listen to all of the archive shows. Our website is www.nagb.org.bs. If you go to the Learn menu and scroll down to the blank canvas, you'll find all the shows and you can listen to them and share them with your friends. While you are on the NAGB's website, you can also go to our calendar. and you can find out what we have going on at the NAGB. Sometimes people say, oh, yeah, I went there last year. Is there still something to see? And I would say, yes, there's always something new. So you can come to the NAGB. We have about between 12 to 16 different shows a year. We have artist talks. We do free screenings in the amphitheater. We do other kinds of events. Most of them are free. Sometimes we have workshops that have a small fee if it involves materials, where you can work with artists and you can learn different things about art making. We have a lot of free opportunities for students, portfolio workshops, etc. So I really encourage you to go to the NAGB website. Look at all the different things that we have. Again, most of that is free. The NAGB is always free on Sundays for everyone who lives in the Bahamas. That is Bahamians and expats and other nationals who live here are all welcome to come for free to the National Art Gallery every Sunday. But post-Hurricane Dorian, we've actually made it free every day for everybody until the end of December. We'd really like the community to have a space to go to and find some kind of sanctuary and think about other things maybe than just the images that we've seen a lot of, and find a space of sort of healing and nourishment. And so anyone can come to the NAGB, anyone living in the Bahamas can come any day of the week for free, Tuesday through Sunday until the end of December. The hours are 10 to 5 and noon to 5 on Sundays. On the fourth Sunday of every month, not only is it free, but we also have free tour guides. So that's going to be next Sunday. And there's the one coming up. There'll be free tour guides. There'll also be some different activities in the garden, health activities, maybe yoga, maybe meditation. But you also have the free tour guides of the gallery. So we really encourage people to come out and enjoy the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Outside of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, we do have this very active cultural scene. And aside from all the spaces we have, like Dungalik and like The Current and like, you know, the Central Bank Art Gallery and various different places pop up. There are also just lots of groups of artists that come together and do really interesting things. Damier Ubani, who's here in the studio with me tonight, is a young artist who is really active in trying to engage the community, to do different events, to sort of think about creative ways to bring people in and have contact with the community. So we're going to talk about some of those initiatives. I know they're not all Damier's initiatives, but she's just in that kind of group of people trying to make things happen.
Yeah, trying to make it happen.
Yeah, so I mean, one of those is like out at the New Providence Community Center.
New Providence Community Center, well, that's the Salas Project.
Yeah, that's Salas.
Dr. Graham mm-hmm. Gates, mm-hmm. June Utavia, you know, Charlton Strong, Preston Hanna, Alan Wallace, all of us, you know, as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
You usually put on shows that have to do with the wellness of body and mind mm-hmm. and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do topics that we can put together with those, and then we do proceeds that go from that towards whatever ministries or, you know, any or persons who need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
oh,
we do
I didn't
there.
Know that. So some yes. of the sales. So yeah. I actually, Dr. Graham Cates is my family doctor,
yeah.
and I have to say I always love going on my doctor's yeah. visits because yeah. it's he's got always great art because
yeah.
actually you use the whole
yeah.
lobby there
the
and even some
gallery.
Of the offices as well,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of, so a lot of them yeah. are for sale. So you split mm-hmm. those proceeds between
yeah.
the artist and some other initiatives.
Mm-hmm. We do that, and then he decides like, okay, well, one time we did the hardball, so our
yep.
proceeds went there to go towards their foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just what's going. Sometimes we okay, like it'll be a particular month. And if a certain thing will be going on, we'll decide to go with that. But so far, we are trying to put together a show for end of November.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten all the details together, but don't worry. We'll put that out
but
there
you'll let
right
us know.
Now. Yes, of course. Of mm-hmm. course.
Good.
We're trying to do that for November.
So there's the Salas Project. There's also something called the Artist Circle.
Well, Artist Circle is Duke Wells and Juno, Jalan Harris,
mm-hmm.
And a couple other folks. They have come together, and they work on pop-up studios, grounds, inside the Creative Center. And they host different workshops, photography workshops, body painting, stuff like that. You know, different things that you can come together and really teach yourself and grow as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also use it as a photo shoot area if you
mm-hmm.
want to rent it. And then they also host shows.
So that's great. So it's like like a little community center.
Yeah.
And that's in the studio space mm-hmm. across from the old pop-up
yeah,
building.
So with the elephant on the
with
wall.
The elephant. Yeah, yeah, we used to just call it the elephant.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah, so pop-up itself was really badly damaged in Hurricane Matthew. And I think right now we're just actually trying to get that back on stream again, trying
okay.
to do the final.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to do the final repairs. In fact, a lot of that is being paid for by Bahamar, who did a lot of the repairs for pop-up.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was very nice. They fixed the roof and We just have to do it, and they're actually going to furnish it and everything as well. And what we would like to do is provide housing for displaced artists there.
Oh, wow.
And so that we can, again, do two things, get Pop-Up back up and running again, and also support artists who've been displaced.
That's great, actually, because I know a particular artist who, you know, was affected by Hurricane Dorian. She is from Abaco, Tiffany Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really bothered me a lot because she had to, like, relocate everything and, you know, find some place else to live. So I think that would be great. And I actually want her to be in the upcoming show. But due to, you know, her being on the key and...
Sure, and it's hard for people to make... Exactly. So, wouldn't it? But we're actually also going to... What we're doing right now... I mean, I'm talking too much about the NHB and not you. But we're doing fundraising so that we can actually provide art materials also to displaced artists.
Awesome.
So our plan is to come up with, like, a care package so that everyone's treated equally. So, like, we're not like, oh, yeah, we're going to outfit you, but not you. So we come up with a care package. This is what a care package for an oil painter looks like. This is what a care package for a photographer looks like. This is what a care package, and just try to create, like, a package and then give that to the artist that's been displaced.
That would also be healing as well.
Very healing.
To be able to express yourself in a time where, I mean, I particularly did not go through the storm, but I remember sitting on my sofa saying to myself, this has to be the end of the world, and we are gravely underprepared.
Yeah.
You know.
I think any country would have been gravely underprepared.
Yeah.
But I think we are, and I think, again, as the National Art Gallery, you know, everyone has to think about, you know, what they're an expert at, because we can't all, you know, we're not all experts in, again, health or mental health or food. And, you know, we can, again, the gallery can assist with professionals to give help there. But, you know, what we're trying to focus on is what artists need, because we're an art institution, and who else would be thinking about the artists at this time, right?
That is very true.
So that's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to get them into Pop-Up, but meanwhile, you have this event coming up, and we're going to talk a bit about that.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I want to do that after the break. We're going to get there on the break. So the Artist Circle and the and Salus, is that a specific group of artists that always work together, or are they open to other artists to be part of?
Artist Circle is completely open,
mm-hmm.
and so is Silas. It's just what the people that we started out with is the core of the group, but we also take on young, upcoming artists like Kennel. You know, we brought him in, and he's doing amazing. So,
and how do you, like, where do you find them? Like, do they come to you? Do you go to shows? Like, how do you populate your groups?
Word of mouth is, you know, one of the main things. But also, we have different WhatsApp groups, and we're always reaching out, trying to see if we can find, you know, different people to come in and, you know, to lend a different spirit,
you know,
a different thing that we can add to our show. So it's not limited to one set of people. I would never particularly do that because, like I said, again, I'm just all about community. If you help one, you help all. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a beautiful spirit. How do you have all the wall space?
Actually, I'm not wall space. Because
sometimes you get more artwork than you could probably hang, right?
Yeah, like, so that's how I feel right now. Like, it's, but anyway, we're not going to Black.
We won't go now. We're gonna go there in a minute.
So
is that how you got involved with something like the Brenton Smith story, which
he came from the same high school as me, and he attended COB as well. So I know him, maybe not on a fully personal level, but I know of him. I've interacted with him before. And so as being in the SAC community, automatically I would be a part of any initiative for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was approached by another artist to actually join their show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got into it. So I met Hector Smith, that's his father. And, you know, we had a discussion to... a show at actually Creative Center, Jelan's last show, and we started talking, and he decided, okay, he's going to provide the materials for us, and part proceeds for that will go into the Brenton Smith Foundation from everything that is sold.
Mm-hmm.
As I don't know if you guys know, it was a moving tour show.
When it was started, where was it? I saw it at Central Bank, and then it went to College of the Bahamas. No, I had them on the show about, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago.
Yes, and I think the next place is Ministry of Education or Tourism, but because of the hurricane, everything got pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the next one is Ministry of Tourism, though.
Yeah, for all of us, the hurricane really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone is still. Are you finding at this time that that's something that is coming into your art at all?
What's that?
The hurricane?
From it has happened, I've been creating a lot of pieces geared towards it. Some pieces are not even for sale. It was just to try and boost person's morale. So I'll do a piece and I'll post it online, you know, to try and encourage people to, okay, despite what is going on, remember that BMS as a people are resilient people. And you know, we have our ways, but we don't back down. We're going to come back stronger. That's what I've seen us do time and time again. I feel as if this is no different from any other time.
Yeah. There is a palm tree in the sculpture garden next door to the National Art Gallery that we're trying to build out. And the palm tree is flat on the ground. It got blown over in a hurricane, but then it's got a 90-degree angle, and it's growing straight up again.
Yeah.
And I love that because, you know, when we were talking to the Leon Levy Native Plant Preserve, they were like, oh, the palm trees have to go. Palm trees aren't native. They came from, you know, we want just native stuff. And I was like, this one at least has to stay because this, to me, so represents the people of the Bahamas. Like, you can knock them down, but they're going to keep growing. And
yes,
and I find it, like, again, this really beautiful sort of metaphor about...
I completely agree with that. I think I've actually seen that tree. So
yeah. And I think, again, that's how hopefully we'll be able to come together as a community after Dorian is by making art, being able to share thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
And
it's a good way to heal, to get everything out. Jody had a show recently... Alleviate fundraiser at NAGB, and I like that initiative as well, you know, using that as a way to heal but also to gain the funds to help people out. That was a great initiative right there.
Yeah, no, she did a really wonderful job. That's Jody Minnis. She organized a little auction that we provided the NAGB as a space, and yeah, she really raised some money for that. It was like a silent auction, and lots of the artists, again, you know, I keep seeing, it's interesting because all of these community initiatives, you know, there's certain names that I keep seeing again and again. I see your name, I see Jalan's name, Alan Wallace, you know, there's certain people, and June Colley, and you know, there's certain people that Preston Hannah, they always pop up, and you just know there's a sort of, there's this gang that are just interested
We're not stopping. We come into, you know, the change, you know, but we're young too, so I think that we have that drive and that, you know, Joan and Preston, they're beasts.
No, Preston, Preston actually taught my daughter art for, I think, just one semester.
Yeah.
He stood in for a teacher, and she still, to this day, talks about him. Preston Hanna. He and John Cox are two favorite art teachers ever.
Awesome. Hello, Preston.
Exactly. So the event that we are now going to talk about at the next section of the Blank Canvas, is the event coming up this weekend, which is called Blackout Art in the Dark. And that is involving, like, many of the artists whose names have come up. I'm going to read them all off. So, for Cinda Mullings, Enoway Harris-Smith, Kia don't know how to pronounce that name, I'm sorry.
Yep.
No, how do you pronounce her last name? June Colley, Kennel Augustine, Duke Wells, Jalan Harris, Alan Wallace, Siobhan Nixon, Charlton Strawn, Lanier Curtis, Justin Moultrie, Dylan Miles, Thomas Hairston, Utavia George, Preston Hanna, and Ariel Rumming are all going to be part of the event coming up this weekend at Pop-Up at the Creative Center. It's called Blackout in the Dark, and we're going to hear more about that after the break. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9, and we're going to be right back after this break. And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Just remember, you can always go to the Guardian Radio website, and you can either listen to us by live streaming at www.guardiantalkradio.com. There's a live stream button. Or you can go to the App Store or Play Store, and you can download the Guardian Radio app and listen to us all day long. You can also go to the NAGB's website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. And while you're there, you can not only listen to former Blank Canvas shows, but you can go to the calendar and see what's upcoming. We always have a lot going on. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, we have a special screening of Cargo, the film made by Bahamian filmmaker Kareem Mortimer. Kareem will be there, and there will be a discussion after the screening of the film with Dr. Ian Bethel Bennett from University of the Bahamas. If you haven't seen the movie yet, I really encourage you to go out and see it. Cargo is a beautiful, beautiful film. It's done the international film circuit. Kareem Mortimer is one of the filmmakers, among many others, who's really respected abroad and is doing really representing the Bahamas well. It's a very difficult film. It's about human trafficking and the desperation that some people are pushed towards to both make that voyage themselves, but also to be involved in the smuggling aspect of it, the different kind of economic pressures that people are under in this country. But it's also a very great portrayal of, you know, life in the Bahamas in a very true way, and not in a touristic way, but really in kind of a very relatable way of how we live our lives daily. So I really encourage you to come out and see that. All of our movies at the NAGB are free. So that's at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, tomorrow night, for free. That's Cargo by Kareem Mortimer. And then on Sunday, we have our fourth Sundays, which, as I said before, are not only when the art gallery itself is free, which it is every Sunday, and in fact, the gallery is free right now to the end of December for all Bahamians and people living in the Bahamas. But on the fourth Sundays, we also have free tour guides, so that if you think you're going to have a lot of questions, or maybe you were a bit shy to come to the museum because you're like, you know, I don't really know what's going on there, there's very friendly people there to give you a tour and to answer any questions you have and talk about the work. So it's a really nice family day out. Those are our four Sundays. That's from noon to 5 p.m. every fourth Sunday, and that's this Sunday coming up on the 27th of October. As well as all the things going on at the National Art Gallery, we have this very active art scene. The last 2 weeks, especially after Hurricane Dorian, I think there was something happening almost every night. So whenever people tell me there's like nothing to do in Nassau or there's no culture, I just roll my eyes, because if you really want to go out and meet artists or look at art or go to the theater, there's so much to do. I have Damia Obani with me in the studio. She's an artist, but also sort of a community organizer in many ways, and someone who's sort of generating a lot of different events and getting her group together, or like working within the collective to put on more events and to give back to the community. Before the break, she's talked about the work with the Salas Project, which is at the New Providence Community Center and in the office of Dr. Graham Cates, where groups of artists put on shows and part of the proceeds from sales go to the artists, and the other parts go to actually support different community efforts, mostly to do with health of the body, health of the mind, of the spirit. And she's now going to tell us a little bit about this event she's putting on this weekend at Pop-Up with a bunch of other artists called Blackout, Art in the Dark. So, Damia, tell us a little bit about why. Why Art in the Dark?
Why? Well, I basically got tired of seeing inside the paper day to day people complain about their power outage and how it affects us day to day. You're losing money business-wise. Sometimes it affects the way that you eat, you sleep. You know, it's kind of tiring. But furthermore, every week I would see a write-up coming from the old folks home about how they need assistance. And, you know, people are on respirators, and because they have the lack of electricity, it's affecting their health and their heart. And as we know, as you get older, heat affects you more.
Oh, much more, bones, yeah. No, yeah. It's like babies. Babies and old people can't regulate their temperature so well.
Heat stroke. And so I got frustrated with it because earlier this year I actually lost my grandmother, and I said to myself that she would not be able to survive this. It's ridiculous. It's affecting so many people, and some people that it affects greater than others don't have the voice that, you know, the middle bracket would have to complain or to say, hey, I'm being affected more than others. So I decided to go with the initiative myself along with Jalan, because we were brainstorming. But we decided, okay, we're going to go forward with this. And Hurricane Dorian happened.
Oh, wow. So not only were we really in the black.
Yeah. So now we're really in the black. I mean, I didn't have electricity for at least over a week after Dorian. And I live in Nassau, so I can't imagine other people. But I decided to change my... I had to shift it a bit because with such a great thing going on, and it's affected everybody so much, emotionally, physically, with Hurricane Dorian, I shifted a bit and I decided that I would put the focus on the relief efforts or for the survivors, and see if any way that I can assist them. So I've decided that, or we decided, we are going to use NASA Motor Company, as they have sponsored the event, along with FG Wilson Generators. As you said, it will be on Pop-Up Studios grounds at the Creative Center, October 25th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And we're also taking donations. I'll have a box set up, because I know that not everybody who comes to the show will be able to actually purchase a piece of work. I get it.
Yeah, of course.
You know. So I'm going to have a donation box, and 10% of everything is going into this box, as well as what anybody drops. Mm-hmm. And then the artists that are participating in the show, we're doing collaborative piece. Mm-hmm. So we're going to auction that. That's full proceeds goes towards our proceed box, and all of that is going to the Buddy Heal Foundation. I've worked with them before. I've liked where he's going, and I've seen a lot of back and forth with different organizations. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to do this, I want to make sure that the people actually get what they need. So mm-hmm. I've decided to go through him, and so that he can spread it out and, you know, use it for a greater good.
That's really fantastic. And I have to say, it's just been amazing how much the art community has come together or just done different initiatives. Again, like I said, there have been so many in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And very often, artists are not always the ones who are in the best position to give, because being an artist can be a difficult lifestyle. Yeah. You don't necessarily have, you know, you do well if you sell a few paintings and you're flush, and then you maybe go a few months without selling paintings. Yeah. And so actually, I'm really pleased to hear that Nassau Motor Company and FG Wilson are sponsoring the show. Mm-hmm. Because very often we get approached by a lot of different organizations saying, can you get together a group of artists to do an auction at our event? And, you know, and the event can be for all kinds of things. It can be for, you know, for breast cancer, or it can be for AIDS, or it can be for sending a group of athletes somewhere, or it can be whatever. And I always say, I'll wrangle together a group of artists when you call me back and tell me that there's other, you know, maybe a lawyer is giving 3 hours of free legal service. Yeah. Maybe a dentist is giving a free root canal. Maybe, and I know it's sort of always, everyone thinks it's easier to sell art because it's pretty. Mm-hmm. And so that's an easy way to go, right? Look, but I always feel like the artists are the first people who get asked.
Yes.
In so many charity things that aren't necessarily art specific. And that doesn't mean artists shouldn't be concerned about the general welfare of the population, old people, people with AIDS. But very often, they're not being supported in the same way they're supporting other people.
No, that is very true. That's very true. A lot of people would approach you and not even part proceeds if they can just have the full piece of work for free. And what people need to understand is that takes a whole lot of you
mm-hmm.
to produce a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I fight with myself daily and have conversations with myself trying to push through some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And also it is your living, right? So it's really the same as asking me to give up 50% of my paycheck.
Yes, it's a fun fight.
You know, it's really the same thing. You know, I think it's some people's heads, they're like, oh, but we're just asking for a painting. We're not, but no, you're actually mm-hmm. saying,
you're
can you please write me a check?
You're asking for a product.
It's something that's going to support you as well. And and again, so I think we should all support each other. And I always am very happy to see artists getting involved, but I'm always happy when I see other, like, bigger industries or corporations mm-hmm. or, again, other types of careers supporting these things. Like, I mean, you know, a lot of us could use free legal advice. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I go to a silent auction and see 3 hours of free legal advice. Maybe I'll buy that, you know, or a free doctor's appointment or a free checkup or a free mm-hmm. breast screening you know, again, there's so many other things. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? So again, I always, and to see how, you know, then we can support artists back. So let's talk about some of the artists in the show. So this is, we're going back to Blackout, Art in the Dark. Mm-hmm. I love that the flyer has a photograph of a woman holding a candle, which is how many of us lived in those, in those, not only in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, but really sort of other day.
Yep.
So it's quite a long list of artists. Cindy Mullings, Rosinda Mullings, yourself. NOA Harris Smith. Cindy is a filmmaker, isn't mm-hmm. she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she's also a comedian. Yes. I don't know if you guys have seen her on Facebook. Cindy Mullings, look her up. She's extremely funny.
Mm. And NOA Harris Smith is a photographer, and I think she does a lot of portraits and mm-hmm. a lot of kind
and
of
collage.
Collage and collage sort of capturing, again, the real Bahamians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we've got Kia Nguyen.
Mm-hmm. She's fairly new.
Yeah, and so what kind of art does she produce?
She's a painter.
She's a painter as well.
Yeah.
June Colley. Many of us know June Colley. She's known by the large public for a lot of her murals that are around town with these very beautiful, colorful, sort of large-scale figures with, you know, sort of black outlines, but very, very colorful, people dancing. There's one by the bridge, by the Sydney Poitier Bridge, like the plane going, and then there's one on George Street. We have some on the National Art Gallery grounds. Then Canel Augustin, can you tell me a little bit about his practice?
He's also a painter. He does portraits, but he also does digital art as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most people who know him would probably know him for his digital art mm-hmm. rather than the painting.
Mm-hmm.
I think painting is a new medium for him, but he's awesome.
Cool.
You know?
Duke Wells. I know him. He's a photographer as well. Yes. Mostly does portraits. So he's very well known, but yes, very, very different to Inouye. So it's interesting. Yes. You've got two, because Inouye really does almost like street photography, yes, in a way, and color, and like a lot of her characters are like very dandy-esque in a way. And then Duke is known for these very black and white kind of traditional sort of, and then there's Jalan Harris, who's been on the show a couple of times too. So she's a painter. Well, she does a lot of things.
She does everything.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Alan Wallace, who again, I'm sure a lot of people know for his murals and his salt, his salt painting, salt art, our Bahamian Salt Bay, and Javon Nixon.
Yes, he's also a painter, but he does photography as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you guys may know him as Javon the Artist.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah, so it's so funny how you know people by their handle and not their full name.
Yeah.
Charlton Strawn.
Mm-hmm. He does a lot of Bahamian scenes, but he's great. He actually reminds me of almost like a menace.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, his painting style. So
he does what, like sort of street scenes?
Yeah, street scenes, colorful houses, beach scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, just the old Bahamian landscape.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Linnea Curtis.
Linnea Curtis is also an artist. She's fairly new as well, though. She works in acrylic. And we have Justin Moultrie. We know him as well.
Justin Moultrie. He just recently did a show with Jalan at Hillside House not that long ago.
Yeah.
Dylan Miles.
Dylan Miles, he works on a lot of pen.
Uh-huh.
He does these 5x5 cards. You know, it's kind of abstract, but it's very geometrical. Everything is balanced, but he does it freehand. Doesn't use any tools. He just does it freehand. And he just did a bigger piece. I think the piece is 3 feet by 4 feet. It's amazing. It's all these little intricate little pieces, but everything is literally lined up properly. Like, everything is like...
So it's like mathematical, but without using a ruler or anything. That's amazing. That's kind of like a savant. And Thomas Hairston, who I know very well, he's been on the show a few times too, who's a painter. I saw a lot of his pastels, but I saw some paintings recently. Actually, they were the paintings for the Brenton Smith story. They were so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eutavia George.
You know Eutavia.
Yeah.
Eutavia George. She works in different mediums, but mainly acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her style is, I want to say, semi-abstract.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would put her style. But she does a lot of figures in her work.
Yeah, and she also does quite a lot of sort of installation work as well.
Yeah.
I remember I've seen
the
corned beef cans, and she's been in a couple of Ennies at the NAGB. And then Preston Hannah, who we spoke about very briefly, and I know he's kind of got like a sort of cross between like painting and graffiti style. Like, it's really interesting. It's like blending sort of traditional painting with kind of like street art in a way.
With many layers.
Many layers.
You know, if you go up to Preston's work, at least an inch thick.
Yeah. No, I actually have one in my house, and I love it. It's actually the top of the bottom of a garbage can. There was a project that was done at some point where they painted oil cans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the top of the oil can that had been cut out, but it had been sort of spray painted and like glitter. And it's so cool. It's so cool. I love it. And then Ariel Rahming. She's the last artist on the list.
Yes, Ariel Rahming. She is also a painter. I believe she did a show. Oh, she had pieces with Jalan as well.
Yes. So lots of painters.
She does collages. I think she has sort of the same style as Jalan, but we use acrylic, but we also do the pasting of the magazines and whatnot. So I think actually in the show we have a good mix of people and different styles to really portray what we're trying to portray, because the whole point of the show actually was to produce a piece of work in minimal lighting or you could actually do it during a blackout, you know. But if not, you know, happen to be to work and the electricity is off, then you come home, turn off all the lights and just go crazy, express yourself, see how it feels to not have the basic things that you need and still be able to produce a body of work, you know. I mean, back in the day, we were taking berries and smudging on the wall and creating figures.
Yeah,
so
there's
really no excuse. And I just wanted to push people. I mean, it was challenging for myself also. Mm-hmm. I paint outside, you know. But painting outside in the dark, I usually have on the light.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a challenge to see how my colors can balance up and if I could actually express myself how I want to express myself if I had complete light. So I thought it was
a... Yeah, that's a really interesting idea, actually, because like you said, I mean, we should expect like a permanent power supply from our power company, but it's so easy to get used to the modern conveniences, mm-hmm. and then when you don't have them, kind of use that as an excuse not to do something. Yeah. So again, like, or even like, you know, in the old days, people had to walk to school for a long, long lane, and now it's kind of like, oh, if you can't come pick me up, I can't make it. You know, we do get used to things, air conditioning, transport, and so that's an interesting concept to say, like, can we as artists, mm-hmm. without power, still actually go out there and produce and sort of not use that as an excuse to...
No excuses.
I love that idea. So unfortunately, I'm not here this weekend. I want to come see the show. Is it going to be staying up for longer? Can people go visit the show afterwards?
Yeah, so it'll be up for 2 days after that. The show comes down on Monday.
Okay.
So remember, the show is on Friday the 25th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Creative Center, which is located on Pop-Up Studios grounds. And then you have 2 days to still catch it, even if you missed the opening night.
Great. And the Pop-Up Center is there on Dunmore Avenue.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see this pop-up sign, and then you turn the corner there and park, and the Creative Center is right there with a big elephant on the door.
Yeah, and it'll be a nice big sign, blackout. You take some pictures in front of that, and we'll have it, you know, lit up. That might be the only light that we have. Hopefully BEC doesn't.
Is the exhibition going to be in the dark too?
We thought about that. Hopefully we're not. BPL, please. Don't do that to us.
That would be ironic,
yeah,
I have to
yeah.
say. That would be ironic.
Yeah.
If there's a blackout during that. So BPL, let's not go for that.
Yeah.
But if it is, then I guess bring your candle,
yeah,
right? Sure. And then, as you said, part proceeds of the sales go towards the Buddy Heal Foundation for hurricane relief.
Yeah.
And the event is being sponsored by Nassau Motor Company and FG Wilson Generators. So, hey, maybe they'll bring a generator, and even if there's a power outage.
Yes, and some candles and flashlights.
Okay, well, so anyway, it sounds like an awesome event, so I really encourage people to go out and see that. That event called Blackout, which is being organized by Damia Ubani, who's here on the show with me tonight, and who's been speaking to us all about the different kind of community things she gets involved with, along with all these other young artists that we spoke about. They'll be at Pop-Up on Friday, the 25th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. So go down there, support them. The show's up over the weekend if you miss it. And as Damia said, you know, even if you don't think you want to buy an artwork, I think sometimes people are a little shy to come to art exhibitions because they think, they don't want us there because I'm not a collector. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about. It's just about meeting people.
It's about starting a conversation about the plight that we face every single day.
Exactly. And so many art events are like that. Like you're just there to meet people who are interested in creativity and interested in different topics. And you don't have to be part of the art community as a collector. You don't have to be part of the art community as an artist. You can be part of the art community just by showing up and hanging out and being part of the conversation.
Yep.
So I always encourage people to get out there and do that and support your local community by just showing up. And if you have $5 to put in the hurricane relief box, that's nice too.
Yes.
Right?
Everything counts.
So I really want to thank Damia for being on the show today, tonight.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, actually. This is been an exciting time.
Good. My pleasure to have you. It was really nice to learn more about all the projects you're doing, the Blackout show on Friday at Pop-Up, and all the other things coming up. You have been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and I'm wishing everybody listening a very good night. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.